Hello, this is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Lectures, radio shows, and a whole lot more about what's going on in Charlottesville at cvillepodcast.com. Hello, this is Ray Nedzel recording for Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Satch. I'm here with Satch Heisinger. Satch is the director of Mother Courage and Her Children, which opens Friday, March 29th at Live Arts. March 28th. Yeah. Friday, March 28th.
Yeah.
Also plays Saturday, March 29th. And it goes for how long? For 4 weeks?
Till it closes April 19th.
April 19th.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Saturday, and there's a Sunday matinee in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Great. So, well, tell us, where do you start with this play? How long has it been in your life, maybe?
Well, I started dating this play when I was in high school. No, I don't know. I've always been a Brecht fan, so I think it's more about the Brecht-ness of it. And this is something we talked about doing at Live Arts for, started the conversation probably 5 years ago. And at that time, we did not do it based primarily on the artistic director and the programming committee not being comfortable with the adaptation translations that were available.
So the adaptation, the translation is, this one's new, relatively new, right?
Relatively new, like 95.
David Rabe?
David Hare.
David Hare. Oh, yeah. David Hare, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're using that, which all of the folks involved felt was more accessible. And then from there, it's just it's a commitment to the piece from the perspective of the fundamental story of Mother Courage, who makes her living off of war. And her kids die in the process, and she doesn't really care about who dies as long as the money's good. And that just seems to play nicely throughout time.
Yeah, it's strange that, maybe it's not strange that we're in a very similar situation now where economies are being built around a very questionable war.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, and one of the lyrics in one of the songs is, you know, the money's made by those who stay behind.
Well, are the songs written, did Brecht write the songs?
Yeah.
And the music too, or is it just left open to...
Well, the music is left open. Brecht had his own music done by different people over the years, and different productions of this show have had various and sundry composers.
And who's doing the music for you?
Our music is composed by Matty Metcalf, who's a local musician, and he was our composer and musical director, which was an interesting part of the process, because trying to have original compositions for Brecht, an interesting process in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. And is he playing live?
No, it's a combination of live music and recorded music.
Oh, cool.
Which is, I think, kind of an interesting dynamic.
Played by the cast members?
Yeah, some. Okay. Yeah, the stuff that is played live is played by cast members, yeah.
And, okay, so maybe through the process of the next step after your love affair with the play as a child, the next step of getting to direct it here at Live Arts at this time, 2008... anything special about that, about what's occurring in your life, what's occurring in the world's life?
Well, it's just the timeliness of it, Ray. I mean, the funny thing about it was I really wanted to do it 5 years ago at the old space, mm-hmm. because it was in the old space, it's a little easier to get things done quickly in that space than in the large space that we're in now, which is a great space, but it also is... You know, it's just a bigger production overall. So I didn't know if I would still be excited about it 5 years later. But you know, here we are with a situation. You know, people are talking to me about a show that they saw in Frontline, that Frontline did the other night about, you know, all the folks are coming out now talking about how we got into the war.
Yeah, Bush's war, yeah. Frontline. It's really great and it's really sad at the
yeah,
same time.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying. And the parallels are direct because Brecht wrote this play as sending up the Nazis. He was in exile running from the Nazis when he wrote this play. And it doesn't, and all the, everything applies to us. It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The message is so direct. It's like a, it's, you know, we've been talking with the cast about it not being so much a theatrical piece as a political piece.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking over to my left here, and there's a great big bulletin board that's full of items, articles, photos of warfare.
Yeah.
Of fighting. This is part of the design board.
Yeah, this was our design board, and we took pictures from Iraq and used them for the design process based on color, based on imagery. You know, some of these images are absolutely amazing. Like we got some off the internet from gun manufacturers about the ultimate American woman who knows how to pack an AK-47, how to field strip it, how to clean it, and how to use it,
yeah.
and how to defend herself and her family with mm-hmm. it. That's the American woman today.
Now, and Mother Courage is not a warrior. She's not a soldier.
No, she's not a soldier, but the reason we broke it out this way is that there's some 34 roles in the play, and we are doing it with a dozen people. And a lot of the soldiers are being played by women.
Right.
So we're just giving, because that's who showed up for auditions, and it works. I mean, in a world where women are
fighting. Right.
So we looked for images of what those fighting women look like. Mm-hmm. And the thing that is most interesting to me and kind of like troublingly funny is Muammar Gaddafi has his personal bodyguards are these Amazonian kind of women who are trained in various martial arts and armed to the teeth and wear these blue uniforms and take bullets for him. And they're all like 6 feet tall plus. And there's like a dozen of them that follow him around. Like Muammar in this combination of kind of Arabic, African, and Western clothing that he sports.
Right.
And then all these big, bombastic, blue-clothed killer babes following him around. It's just, I mean, you can't write stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we used all of that for, like, to get a design sense of where we were going and to talk about, use it as a visual input to further discussion.
Mm-hmm. You know? And who designed the set?
The set was designed by Tom Bloom, who's the chair of the theater department at UVA.
And you worked with him before?
Yeah, I've known Bloom since about the time I was born.
And what about the costumes?
Costumes were designed by Kim McLaughlin and Amy Goffman, working in tandem.
And
lights, Karin Edwards Orr.
Oh, cool.
And dramaturg is Esther.
So that part's a pretty solid team. Now, do you have people in the show who are veterans?
You know, Fran Smith is playing Mother Courage, and she's mm-hmm. done a lot. And Chris Estes in it, and he's done a bunch here. And
if you can, maybe if without a spoiler ending, give a short synopsis of the play, or maybe of the either way, the play or the feeling, or what people can expect to get a good taste of when they come to see the show.
Well, the gist of it is it's 12 scenes. They're vignettes. It's set in the 30 Years' War of the 1600s, and this woman is pulling a cart around Europe. Feeding troops, selling stuff to troops, making money off of troops, mm-hmm. whether they're the Catholic troops or the Protestant troops. And whatever camp she happens to be in is whoever she's selling to that day. So allegiances don't matter to her as long as there's money in it. And she keeps hoping that there's no peace, because if there's peace, then she loses money. So peace is, you just can't afford peace.
And her children get sucked into the war.
And her children get sucked into the war because no matter how well you think you've got the war figured out, once you get in it, it looks different than you thought it was going to be.
Brecht has, is it called agitprop or?
No, alienation effect.
Alienation effect.
Yeah, Verfremdungseffekt. So the idea with Brecht originally was that through juxtaposition, you could jar an audience into thinking about a contemporary, current political situation. So he was not interested in emotional recall. He was not interested in acting from a Stanislavskian perspective. He was not interested in luring the audience into emotional escapism. Like the way he works is like the opposite of a chick flick. It's not about emotions. It's not about escapism. Mm-hmm. It's not really about, even though it does have a narrative arc of sorts, it is more set up in an Eastern way than a Western way, so it has the sense of the loop as opposed to being completely linear.
And also where the performers... the audience is aware that the performers are aware that they're performers.
That's right. So it's the idea then is that the actors aren't living their own emotions, mm-hmm. or connecting emotionally to the character, but rather commenting on the character or portraying the character as the voice of politic that character represents.
So back to the design element, because you've been rehearsing for a couple months, starting off slow, then getting more and more rehearsals as you get closer to opening. But how long before the rehearsal started or the audition started did the design process start?
Well, I talked to Bloom off and on since we started talking last summer.
Right.
Because we wanted to do some funky stuff with the space. You want to keep it connected to the audience, mm-hmm. and at the same time. It's very Brechtian to put it in a kind of a picture frame of sorts. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do that. So we had enough on our plate that it skipped around in some funny ways. But I think I'm happy with what I believe it's going to look like when it's all said and done.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, all right. That's convenient.
That's good.
That's helpful. Oh, you like some of the stuff you're doing? Oh, that's nice.
Oh, Satch likes some of the stuff he's doing. Well, come see the show.
Phew, that's encouraging. Thanks for that.
Okay, well, once again, this is Ray Nedzel recording for the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Mother Courage and Her Children, that's the full title?
That's the full title, yeah.
Mother Courage. Full title, Mother Courage and Her Children. Playing at Live Arts from March 28th until...
April 19th.
April 19th. Get your tickets at the box office. Get them on the website, but get them soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was fun.
I'm going to keep that part in when you said that was fun.